several miles off the eastern Louisiana coast, these barrier islands are all that stand between treasured wetland habitats and the giant oil slick adrift in the Gulf of Mexico. The nesting grounds for pelicans, gulls, and other waterfowl, they rise less than 30 centimeters above sea level. Matt Rota, an environmentalist with the Gulf Restoration Network, says if the oil makes landfall here, it will spell trouble for the entire coast.
Louisiana wetlands are just an amazing ecosystem. They are very productive, have lots of different critters, and they all depend on each other.
To learn what is at stake, we chartered a boat to take us into the wetlands east of the Mississippi River. Our guide, P.J. Blaze, has been fishing these waters since he was a young boy. As we cross the river, he takes us through a lock he says has been closed since Hurricane Katrina in 2005.
Well, what I'm hearing, the Governor General gave the order to open up the locks to let the fresh water push the oil out. So that's one of our allies, the fresh water, holding the oil out in the open water as opposed to coming into our marshes and stuff.
Heavy rains and flooding in states upriver in the past week are exerting enormous pressure downstream. Officials want to use that pressure to flush fresh water out into the Gulf of Mexico to keep the oil offshore.
This is just basically right inside the river on the east side, and all this marsh is all freshwater marsh.
Just on the other side of the lock are natural waterways that wind through freshwater marsh.
Those are wild Louisiana irises that are native to this area.
The marsh is home to a vast array of plants, fish, reptiles like the North American alligator, and mammals.
Oh, we have a variety of species. We have mink, we have nutria, muskrat, coyote, deer, wild pig.
Matt Rota says if oil made its way into the marsh, a lot of the plant and animal life would not survive.
Well, if the oil did get into the interior of the wetlands, it could be very devastating. You'd have oil that'd be getting on the plants, which could cause them to be at the very least stressed, if not die. And then you have issues such as birds and mammals getting coated with oil.
Further east, we reach brackish water. It is here the rich oyster and crab fishing grounds are found. We stop at the mouth of an inlet where an oil boom should have been set, but could find none.
Over time, oil does dissipate and can get broken down by like bacteria and other organisms in the water. But still, especially, you know, they're putting certain dispersants on the oil that makes it sink down to the bottom or get suspended in the water column.
The fear is that the oil would taint the bottom-dwelling shellfish for decades.
It can be taken up by crustaceans like shrimp, crabs, and things like that, which are the base of the food chain. And that could be passed up to fish and then mammals. And some of those toxins could be concentrated and could be harmful to the animals that feed on some of these smaller organisms.
Farther out, we reach the bird nesting grounds on the barrier islands. Off in the distance, reminders of how prominent the oil industry is here. In the past, oil and ecology have struck a delicate balance in Louisiana. But as the massive slip drifts closer to the coast, that could be coming to an end. Jeff Swikord, VOA News, Burris, Louisiana.